All right, a couple minutes till 7 o'clock. After 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about Zooagansett. Zooagansett. Unbelievable. This portion of the Matt Allen Show brought to you by Barry's Nissan, the number one volume Nissan dealer in all of Southern New England, 8 years in a row. Take the drive to Barry's Nissan, Route 6, Dartmouth, just over the bridge in Newport, or at home at barrymotors.com. Mark Comtois is one of the contributors, one of the men, one of the legends over at anchorrising.com, and he joins me as they always do every Wednesday at this time. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
Good. Excellent. How are you?
Good. Good.
Excellent. What's going on Anchor Rising today?
We have our usual post talking about the upcoming presidential election.
You sound as depressed as I do.
Yeah, well, as you know.
it's like in fatiguing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like,
you got that right.
But the election.
I know. And actually, people that read the site know that none of us are really excited either way, regardless who wins. It's truly the lesser of two evils this time around.
Yep.
But I have a post up on the fairness doctrine, but more particularly about the recent examples of media bias, which is something I know that always tempts the tune-out factor because we always hear conservatives complain about media bias.
No, but it's been as blatant as ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I just point out that some examples of it as brought up by actually people from like Mark Halperin from Time Magazine and even Dan Rather. How they've even noticed it with regards to the Joe Biden thing in particular, how that wasn't really covered until people from the blogs and talk radio brought it up, which is where...
Which Joe Biden thing? He's had so many.
Yeah, the latest one where he talked about...
The six months,
we're going to have an attack.
Well, you know what's amazing? The one I just recently read about that happened, I guess, the other day that I never even knew about was the fact that he started to talk about FDR and how FDR went on television
after the
stock market collapse in
right.
the 30s.
Yep.
And, I mean, if Sarah Palin ever did that, it would be nonstop coverage.
Yeah, there are a lot of instances like that. And things like that, I mean, where'd you hear about that from?
Online.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I was pointing to, and how important it is with the fairness doctrine. Now, as a matter of record, Obama has come out and said he is not in favor of reinstituting it. And there are some other Democrats, like Lanny Davis, who has written in the past about not implementing it. But we do know that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress are definitely going to make a push for it. And that was pointed out in the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago or so.
It's going to be an amazing battle, Mark. I got to run for the news, buddy. Thank you very much. Check out anchorrising.com. It's got all about the media bias, the fairness doctrine, and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Anchorrising.com is the website. Check it out.